Oh, the Swans 22 episode. I'm not.
Oh, right,
being
okay.
A swan, Swans.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. Not really a bingo player. I thought you might have been. You know, pushing on now.
Oh. Yeah. No. Just getting into it actually. So golf, bingo. What other puzzles?
Is this being ageist? Is this allowed?
Jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah. Well,
no, it's like the challenge really.
Alright, the challenge of bingo. 22, what's it mean? So, anyway, complete nonsense we like to start off with, but we're going to go into a follow-on from last pod. So a nice short and sharp one, but some of the effects of...
restrictive diets and calorie restriction and deficits and cutting things out, basically, and going lower calories.
How it can make you feel, especially if you're not necessarily somebody who's done it before, or what to expect, and you know, so we spoke about the benefits and a little bit briefly about pros and cons and stuff, but obviously...
things that have come out of, say, the last week of some of our members going through a bit of a program that we've got out there, which does involve some of this, and we had a lot of questions really. So some panicking type questions that panicky type questions that people have come across and thought, you know, because we've changed the norm, that's when almost a bit of fear and panic sets in. And when they've read something online, seen online, magazines, whatever it may be, that is pretty much rubbish. That then what we've said is kind of counteracts that. Then they're like, yeah, but what if this happens or what if that? So trying to touch on some of the things that have come up over the last week, in no particular order, really. We're just kind of... yeah. As they popped into our head, so...
I mean, we did have the fear of the no breakfast thing at first, because somebody said about...
yeah, skipping breakfast. And it's not necessarily skipping it, it's just almost delaying it, or just condensing your eating into a smaller window, right?
Yeah, and they were sort of... they were worried that, you know, from things that I've heard in the past, or, I mean, you know, that this means they're going to start storing fats, and you know, they're going to actually go into starvation mode when I asked them when the last time they ate was, and they said it was 8 p.m. the night before. You know, it hadn't even been 12 hours, and they were worried about it. So it's like, well, actually, you're going to be absolutely fine, right? And
you did the 60-day fast, right? You went through the mythical starvation mode,
and that's it.
You're still here. So obviously, you don't have to eat.
I've got some excess storage, though, but we won't go into that. It's winter. So, but it's I think the thing being is that people are starting to understand that, because some of them weren't feeling hungry in the morning, and they were like, oh yeah, but then I've had my breakfast on this, you know, on this nutrition plan, and then I don't feel like I've got a great deal here or here, and I don't know what to do. So we sort of said, you know, don't have it as breakfast then. Mm. Get up, have water, fulfill that satisfaction then, and go through
back.
And then, you know what, have, whether it be a snack or whatever it be later on, and just delay the process, and actually they're like, oh, I feel so much better, and actually I don't feel hungry at all. If anything, I feel like I'm eating quite a lot, and just because they, you know, cut out that breakfast say I think it was 7 o'clock they were worried about. It was 7 o'clock in the morning before the work, and
will
it
have any
like
energy
just
had to,
it, to do anything.
Oh, I don't, that's funny when I hear a lot of people say, oh, should I eat before training? I don't feel like I've got any energy. I'll skip breakfast today. I feel like I'm just weaker. That can't be physically possible, in that it could be a psychological thing, in that they haven't eaten within the last hour or two, so they feel like they haven't got any energy to train.
Yeah.
There's enough in the body. For the average person, like we eat too much. Portion sizes are huge. We'll have enough energy to do what we want to do. Even like after 60-day trial.
60-day fast.
60-day fast is a good little test. But even after 60 hours not eating, you still trained and did a few bits, right?
Yeah,
you felt strong in a way, just slightly different in a way.
It's getting used to it again, right? And I think that was the other thing. That moves on to the next point, is that...
taking out routine.
You know, Nick, one of the other questions was, oh, do I have to stop training now? And I was like, no, not at all. You know, why? I was honest. I said, to be honest, your intensity may drop slightly. You may feel a little bit different. Does it mean you can still train? Yeah, 100%. You've got to listen to your body. I always believe that, 100%. If you're training, you're feeling like mega dizzy or anything like that, I mean, that shouldn't happen with the calories they've got at all. But
you should just feel lethargic and like you haven't got full strength.
Yeah, it's not like you're at 100% potentially, because, you know, you've not got all the excess energy that you'd normally have. In which case, I try and flipped it, and I said, well, do you know what? When you go back to having more calories, I want you to train harder.
Great.
You should feel amazing when you're training, right?
Yeah.
So let's not slack off then, you know? And they don't. They do always train hard. They just feel a little bit different. They were just asking to make sure that it was okay. And We're like, yeah, it's absolutely fine. How are you feeling? They said, yeah, I feel a little bit different. I felt weaker at certain times when lifting some of the heavier stuff. But overall, they're not feeling like they've been affected that much.
A different one, though, is any particular events that require to go further or longer than an hour or so of training, may need, you may need your... to sort of taper back the intensity or the duration, or know that actually it's going to be pretty hard, because those types of events, the long, slow, cardio-based things like running, cycling, etc., will require some carbs to fuel that. Or someone who's been adapted over a certain amount of time, like a week on a lower calorie or carb diet, is not going to, you're not going to adapt to something and then go out and do it and say run a half marathon. You're going to feel pretty rough almost, because your body's used to getting in those carbs regularly, probably enough to fuel the training you're doing. Cut that out, and the body's thinking, right, well, I need to try and adapt some of this body fat with these stored fats as fuel, maybe proteins going in through those processes in the body when there's not enough stored carbs. And it takes time. It takes time to adapt to that, and it doesn't feel that comfortable with your body's trying to convert things into fuels.
No, after a week, as you say. I mean, there's people who do that after a long period of time, ketogenic diet, people who go into ketosis, do whatever, and they are doing some of the more longer duration stuff, but, they're not doing it after the first week and feeling great, right? It's not like they go, I've changed to this energy source, so here we go. But, as you say, so you can do these things, but remember, you're not going to be smashing out PBs after changing your diet so drastically as such. In terms of weight loss, in terms, that's been quite interesting. We had a quick fear, didn't we, with one particular person who, after about 4 or 5 days, she was almost ready to stop because she didn't really see much in terms of
scale weight hasn't changed. But we know that actually, give it a couple more days.
Yeah. So then on the Saturday morning, so 2 days ago, whatever, she came in. She was absolutely buzzing. I was a bit like, I was half expecting a long drawn out conversation about the sciences of potentially, whatever it may be, and just going through all sorts of different stuff, trying to explain and keep them on track, because, I think she'd do very well. And she come in, she went, oh, I've dropped X amount of weight. I'm really happy. I'm over the moon. And we had the discussion then. I was like, but imagine if you hadn't have stuck to the plan and you had weighed yourself that day after those 4 days, without us sort of kind of being on your case, would you have not stuck to it? She went, no, I wouldn't have stuck to it because... I just felt like, because last night I went out and I wasn't able to have pizza with everyone. But now I feel amazing because I didn't have pizza and I've lost... I said, well, yeah, so...
Thing is, though, pizza's not off the menu.
No.
It's going to be around for probably quite a while yet.
It's doing all right, that pizza. Can, it's quite a staple.
We can have it, next month. We can have it. It doesn't... That's what gets me. Well, I just find it funny that when on a diet...
Mm.
We want stuff that's not on that plan or that diet. Like it's going to go out. Like it's not even going to be available next week or whatever.
Yeah.
I just really want a pizza. Wait 4 weeks and have a pizza.
Yeah.
Just put the effort in now. And that's what, obviously, because some of our members who are on this program are set to it. We only took on people who are really going to be committed to this because we wanted them to really get some results. And if they were to do it off their own back, then they would have probably... got a certain point and felt, oh, this is so hard, just nothing's changing.
Yeah.
Quit, have a pizza, great, okay, back to square one almost.
Yeah,
and that's the killer, really, in that no one ever sticks, the diets that don't work are the ones that people just give up on way too early. That's New Year's resolution, on your own, no support behind you, of course you're going to give up.
I think the beauty of this is we're taking a lot of metrics, they're taking a lot of metrics, and a lot of, so you've got a lot of, they can go back to it and see the process of it. So now if they're tracking for, say, the next, 28 days, 30 days, 40 days, whatever, and they look at the patterns, I think that's a really cool thing to do. And I think a lot of people could do that, actually. And especially, working with females in the past who have struggled, especially on the sort of hormonal front, they kind of feel like they go up and down, and not being funny, from a lot of experience, tends to be when we're not feeling great about ourselves, for some stupid bizarre reason, we step on the scales and it's like, oh god, and my diet's not working, and then it's like just kick yourself in the teeth, should we say, and it's like, oh wow, and then it's like, well, I'm going to go and blame someone, and if you've got someone to blame, that's even better, because then you can go and have a go at someone and really offload. Whereas actually, if you look over the 4 week period and go, right, yeah, it's a bit undulating, it's up and down, it's not great, I thought this was going to happen straight away. Oh, wow, that is great. It's happened here. Oh, it's crept here, or it's dropped again. You know, it could be all of those patterns. We don't know. And that's why having such a varied, you know, clientele basis that we've asked to go through this process, some people drop straight away. Like, yeah. It was almost like they just dropped loads of waterways off the bat. Then other people didn't, as we said. And then other people have just kept it really gradual. Yeah. It's really interesting to see. And this is why...
And that's only 4 weeks, right? That's a short time. Imagine doing a more of a gradual 12-week
diet or
focus period where, we're going to be doing 60-day sprints, so 8.5 weeks or so. Yeah. 60-day, nice sort of round number to go through. But we know that habits actually take, I think they said it's like 60-odd days to put in place. But not only that, but it's a good length of time to have a start state, a halfway point, and an end state, and see the gradual, say, drop off if it's weight loss for their goal. 4 weeks is quite short and sharp, but from that we'll still see people drop off loads quickly and then stabilize at a nice comfortable weight, or just gradually drop off every week, just nice linear line. Or the people who really don't make much of a change, then one day just straight off, and that sort of swoosh of body fat being utilized and dropping more weight, and just kind of everything kicking in. But what's interesting is that the person who that happens to, where nothing happens for ages, is probably the person who's maybe tried things in the past and just not given it enough time.
Yeah.
Stopped just before, every time, just stopped before. This isn't working for me. Just keep going. It will happen.
We know that at the end of the day, the person who's going to get the best results is the person that sticks at it.
It's a mental game, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is a mental game. And that's why we tend to clutch for things that are short and sharp. But so having this sort of quick wins we discussed before, it can be very positive for a lot of people, because it can then motivate them and go, do you know what, I've done this. It doesn't mean I can go now and binge and whatever, because why would I? If I can actually try and maintain, sustain this weight off, great. If I can keep the majority of it off, brilliant. You know, if I can actually go further and look even better by sticking to a decent plan that I can work with long term, that is healthy for me as well, then amazing. Like, you know, that doesn't have to be. And that's the thing is, you know, the way we're working it, hopefully they will just keep moving on, and it's not going to be too stressful. And that was a nice thing, is having the tools for it to not be stressful. And I think that's probably an approach for this that people have found it very good, because it's very clear and it is simple in some respects.
Restrictive, like, but varied in a way that they've got loads of nice, healthy foods to eat.
Simple in format, not necessarily simple to adhere to all the time, because you're going to have temptations like going out, like doing these things.
Fight against your hormones, the appetite, the hunger, but you can almost, like we've said, that your vegetables are, at mealtimes, eat in abundance. So there is almost no limit to your fibrous vegetables, broccoli, you know, this type of thing, greens, peppers, whatever. Just get them in, because they're going to fill you up, they're going to low-calorie foods. If you feel hungry, stack on the vegetables, get the lean protein in, you will feel really full, and that hunger will not, it might be about, you know, during breaks in meal times, but you can kind of deal with it more if you fill up on those fibrous vegetables. Now, what people I think they found now is they eat more of the things, the green stuff and the colourful stuff, than if they would just make go on a regular meal plan.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of side veg or salad, but actually now, the key to keeping less hungry or staying less hungry is to load up on all that. So it's like, well, let's get them on. Let's just chuck all loads on my plate.
That's it.
Pile that in, and actually, this is going to help me. Not only that, they're getting loads of vitamins and minerals. And it's hopefully the sort of, a bit of a gradual approach to then resetting their ideas on portion control, going into the weeks following on this diet, they'll be in a better position almost. Care. Their portion sizes will hopefully come in massively. They won't want to go and eat a load of food, what they used to do, the portion sizes of like the average plate size we know has got bigger, and people by eye will just judge things and it increased how much we eat just because.
And that's it. And not really, if it's happening on a regular basis like we're doing for the next 4 weeks, and they've got this portion size they're seeing regularly, and that is the size. If you then
add a little
extra, if you're then faced with a regular portion size of, you know, pastas and whatever else you may have done, you'll be like, wow, that's a huge amount. So hopefully we've transitioned the brain to go, right, actually, I don't need that huge bowl of pasta. That little bit of pasta is great. That load of vegetables is fantastic. And that decent meat portion is gonna make me full. I'm gonna feel better. It's gonna, you know, definitely keep me for longer and eating great and potentially keep me going towards my goal. So yeah, I think that's what we've got to think about, is that those take home points is don't be afraid. If you don't necessarily love having breakfast, you can go without breakfast, and you can definitely still get good foods in.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a mental game, yeah.
Getting lots of veg in is great. It's a great way to feel fuller. To obviously, you know, eating lots of veggies is great for you anyway, for lots of health benefits. That's perfect. Getting used to the correct portion sizes. So it might take a week or two just to strip back. Even if you're not on a diet, just have a little look at what, if you read a recipe for something that's, you know, out of some sort of, you know, something, someone that you trust really on a healthy guideline, you'll look at it, you'll probably be a little bit shocked that it's not actually the hugest amount of food. You know, if you were like looking at it and go,
300 to 500 calorie recipes are generally, like 500 being the bigger thing, really.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of portion sizes are like 300 or 400 calories, aren't they?
And yeah.
That's probably half of what most people would do by eye when they make stuff.
Exactly, yeah. I know I'm guilty for it, 100%. Yeah, like, if I start measuring stuff, I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm not sure where the rest of it's gone, but it's nice. But in all fairness, if I did it for a week or two, like I have done in the past, my body's like, yeah, that's cool, that works. Have a glass of water before I eat, maybe. Have this, beautiful. And it's good. So yeah, just think about some of those things. Think about when you're training. You know, if you are going to be going to banging out a 20-mile run, just you probably
take the back a bit while you're dieting. Yeah.
Listen, think about what your body might need for that. You know, don't try and create personal bests and stuff if you're on a restricted, or not necessarily restricted, but calorie intake, should we say? And just be smart with these things. You know, look at why you're doing them. You know, and is it for performance? No, you didn't start that diet plan or nutrition plan for performance reasons, to become the fastest you'd ever be, to lose weight. That was what the initial program is and stuff like that. So look at those things and take all of it into account. And that's it, you know, is look why you're doing these things. You know, when you're doing these things, look as to what it is you're trying to achieve.
I think the end goal sometimes with a number on the scales is the overall target, but actually the goal within your head, the reasons why, we always go like why, peeling back the onions.
Yeah,
how many layers down can you go, why is it you want to lose weight? Why is it? Then the actual reason could be really, really deep, rather than just, oh, I want to lose weight.
Exactly.
I want to diet because I want to lose weight. No, you want to diet because you want to fit into that dress, because you've got an upcoming event and people you haven't seen for a while. You want to look great in their eyes, as well as feel good
in
yourself.
And you step in, and you're stepping with a confidence. And I say, like,
that's just only going two, 3 layers.
You know, a client come in, and she pretty much bounced through the door. I mean, happy days. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you missed out on a pizza last night, but you just literally jumped through the door with the biggest smile. You look like a different person just from the way you're carrying yourself. So, yeah, definitely look into what some of the positives could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's just some of the effects from the first week. Keep in touch. We're going to probably track into some more of those, some midway effects. See how they're getting on. Hit some other points and some bits. And thank you very much for listening in.
Bye-bye. Peace.